The World Health Organization, WHO, rebuked Chinese officials for withholding scientific research that may reveal the origin of the coronavirus, reported the New York Times. Reported on March 17, the WHO, local time, also asked the Chinese official about the reasons behind not revealing the data 3 years ago and why, after it was published online in January, it could not be found now. Before the data got vanished into the internet space, an international team of virus experts downloaded and began analyzing the research. The team revealed that the data supports the idea that the pandemic could have begun from the illegally traded raccoon dogs, which infected the humans at China's Wuhan Hunan Seafood Wholesale Market. But the team couldn't reach the final result as the gene sequences were removed from a scientific database once the experts offered to collaborate on the analysis with their Chinese counterparts. These data could have, and should have, been shared 3 years ago, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO's director general, said. The missing evidence now needs to be shared with the international community immediately, he said. As per the team which was reviewing the data, the research offers evidence that raccoon dogs, fox-like animals known to spread coronaviruses, had left behind DNA in the same place in the Wuhan market that genetic signatures of the new coronavirus also were discovered. To some experts, that finding suggests that the animals may have been infected and may have transmitted the virus to humans. With huge amounts of genetic information drawn from swabs of animal cages, carts and other surfaces at the Wuhan market in early 2020, the genetic data had been the focus of restless anticipation among virus experts since they learned of it a year ago in a paper by Chinese scientists. Meanwhile, a French biologist discovered the genetic sequences in the database last week and her team began mining for clues about the origins of the pandemic. That team has not yet released a paper outlining the findings. But the researchers delivered an analysis of the material to a WHO advisory group studying COVID's origins this week in a meeting that also included a presentation by Chinese researchers regarding the same data. The analysis seems to be different from what China has presented, according to Sarah Kobe, an epidemiologist and evolutionary biologist at the University of Chicago. Kobe, who was not involved in the latest analysis, said that the analysis seemed to clash with earlier contentions by Chinese scientists that samples taken in the market that were positive for the coronavirus had been ferried in by sick people alone. It's just very unlikely to be seeing this much animal DNA, especially raccoon dog DNA, mixed in with viral samples if it's simply mostly human contamination, said Dr. Kobe. Questions remain about how the samples were collected, what precisely they contained and why the evidence had disappeared. In light of the ambiguities, many scientists reacted cautiously, saying that it was difficult to assess the research without seeing a complete report. The idea that a lab accident could have accidentally set off the pandemic has become the focus of renewed interest in recent weeks, thanks in part to a fresh intelligence assessment from the Department of Energy and hearings led by the new Republican House leadership. But a number of virus experts not involved with the latest analysis said what was known about the swabs gathered in the market buttressed the case that animals sold there had sparked the pandemic. It's exactly what you'd expect if the virus was emerging from intermediate or multiple intermediate hosts in the market, Dr. Kobe said, adding, I think ecologically, this is close to a closed case. Dr. Kobe was one of 18 scientists who signed an influential letter in the journal Science in May 2021 urging serious consideration of a scenario in which the virus could have spilled out of a laboratory in Wuhan.